This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu is addressing the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in the Parliament. Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both the Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began on Monday and the Rajya Sabha session began today. Yesterday, Om Birla was elected the new Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. The senior BJP MP was elected with voice vote against the opposition candidate K. Suresh of the Congress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker after being elected. Mr. Birla said in his address that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priorities. Congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, history is being made with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time. A team of CBI reached Oasis School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand yesterday to investigate the NEET paper leak case. The CBI sleuths interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to the paper leak. After that, the CBI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was the city coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh for the NEET examination. The CBI team also quizzed officials of SBI Hazaribagh where question papers were stored. The Economic Offence Unit of Bihar had earlier said that a partially burnt question paper seized from the Kemnichak Place School in Patna matched with the question paper received from the National Testing Agency, and the series of that question paper had been sent to the examination centre at the Oasis School in Kallu Chowk, Hazaribagh. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, handed over the medium-range microwave obscurant chaff rocket to the Indian Navy at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. Microwave obscurant chaff is a niche technology developed by DRDO's Defence Laboratory in Jodhpur. It obscures radar signals and creates a microwave shield around platforms and assets and reduced radar detection. Special types of fibers have been assembled in the medium-range chaff rocket. The rocket forms microwave obscurant cloud in space when fired, spreading over a sufficient area. Spectrum auction held to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of expiring licenses for continuity and growth of mobile services has concluded successfully. Ministry of Communication said all the available spectrum were put to auction. This year, auction has seen the activity in 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz and 2500 MHz bands. Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia, in a statement said, Spectrum Auction 2024 was part of a continuous allocation process that is transparent, robust and progressive. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late last night at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in Delhi, following some old age-related complications. AIIMS officials said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department. Various parts of the national capital today received light to moderate rainfall this morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. The minimum temperature was recorded at 28.6 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature remained 39 degrees Celsius. IMD has forecast mainly cloudy sky and light rainfall in Delhi today. Kenya's President William Ruto has said the finance bill would be withdrawn that sparked nationwide deadly protests. According to reports, the President declined to sign a highly contentious bill and has sent it back to the Parliament for amendments. In a statement, Mr. Ruto said the bill caused widespread dissatisfaction and it has to be dismissed. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will lock horns with the defending champions, England, at the Providence Stadium in Guyana in the second semi-final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.